Hey, what's up? How are you doing? I was just looking for something to do, so I decided to record myself. I don't know what to talk about, but I have several ideas in my head, and which is, a kind of cocktail of thoughts or something you can call. But there's not gonna be, a transcript for this because it's total spontaneous way of talking. So. The position of my body at the moment is kind of, I'm lying down on my table or something, I'm very loose at the moment, so I don't know why I'm like this. Maybe because I'm super tired at the moment. This day was a little bit a tough one because I was working on some projects, and of course I was communicating with some of my friends and some of the people I have, connection with. Some of the colleagues and some of the friends, especially on the internet. So I was wondering what to do to actually have a little bit of fun. So I decided to watch several videos on the internet. So that's how I found Elliot Hulse. Elliot Hulse, who is he? He's an amazing person that I've ever seen myself, actually, because he's so good, he's so awesome that I actually worship him. The way he talks, the way he motivates people in front of the camera, he's amazing. He's amazing. The way he talks about different things, relationships, self-improvement, health, how to be a strong man. He's actually usually give advice to men. Not, it's not that great for women. So he usually talks about men. So how to be more confident and how to achieve what you want and how to maybe talk to girls or whatever. There are lots of different things that he talks about. So the way he talks, it motivates me a lot. I love it. I love it very much. So these days, I was so depressed. So depressed. I had no idea how to do things. I was just working all the time. I was just behind my computer. I was just typing things. I had no idea what, hey, what you're doing, man? So, I decided to at first listen to some AJ's VIP lessons. So I just at first I decided to listen to one of his lessons, which is called I believe it's competence or something. I don't know. I can't remember it exactly. Yeah, I think so. It's about competition. Yeah, of course, it's competition. So, I listened to it. I learned a little bit of it. It's about how to compete with people in a way you improve. So it was all about, how to improve yourself by competing with people. So if you want to compete with the other person, you can't control the other person. You can't compete the person and, somehow predict what he's gonna do and how he plans to win or whatever. You can't control them. So at first you have to work on your own preparation. His lesson is about that. And he especially he reads an essay from John Wooden, which he talks about these kind of things. He's one of the best coaches, basketball coaches in the world. So in history. Of course, in the history of college basketball. And he mostly talked about these kind of things, John Wooden. He talked about, if you want to compete, just focus on your own preparation. Do whatever you can, do your best in a competition. And if you lose, don't give a goddamn shit. Just focus on yourself, just focus on the process. And if you lose the game, don't give a goddamn hell. Just enjoy the competition. If you lose, don't get disappointed too much. You don't have to be dejected. which he said in his essay. So that was why I chose this quote from him: "Don't get dejected, just focus on the preparation," which is very important. You know, usually people get very, very frustrated about losing and very proud about winning, because after they win several things, they think that, hey, I'm super awesome. But in the future, they won't win much. Because right now you're a winner, next year you're gonna be a winner. But what about the next year and the next year and the next year? Who knows what will happen? So that's how you have to see the two sides of it, the two sides of the coin, right? Because if you lose, you get disappointed. You have to let it go. If you win, you feel very proud. Yes, enjoy it and just let it go. Don't give a goddamn hell about that. So just focus on the process. That's how you're gonna enjoy your life. And the second thing I learned from one of the YouTubers, which is called David, you can find his channel, How to Beast, Beast, like, you know, monster or something. So he talked especially about this subject, how not to give a goddamn hell about people, what is people's opinion, and of course Elliot Hulse, he talked about this too, and which I prefer his speech more, because he gave an example about that. You know, he said that a bird sings for its sake, you know, because if someone tells the bird, hey, you're singing awesomely, I love the way you sing, the bird will come up and say, okay, thank you, but I don't give a shit. And if someone comes around and say, hey, bird, you're actually too noisy, you're making me angry or something, the bird will still sing. So the bird don't give a shit about people. So that's it. So it's about both sides, you know, because some people will come around, you have two sides of the coin. Some people will encourage you, they will come around and tell you, hey, you're awesome, you're great, continue doing this, you're gonna be improved and different stuffs, I like to be with you and you're so motivated or whatever. They will encourage you a lot, and they try to give you lots of positive energy. But on the other way, some people will be you know, discouraging you. They will tell a lot of different things, a lot of bad things. They will fight you. Actually, they will actually throw a lot of cuss. They will insult you somehow. So don't give a shit about both of them. You know, just enjoy, just give respect. Yes, you're encouraging me, thank you very much, but I'm still doing these things because of myself, because I like it, because that's the way I improve. So if you draw something, someone comes around, hey, it said, and hey, you're amazing, that drawing is awesome. Yes, you have to enjoy it, but don't give a shit. That's it. And if someone comes and says, hey, that drawing is a piece of crap, don't give a shit about that person too, because that's life. That's how we improve our life. You draw things because of your own sake, right? Because you want to enjoy drawing, you want to improve your drawings, you want to be an artist, you want to enjoy the nature of being an artist. So that's it. If you want to actually, that was why I improved in bodybuilding a lot, even without having lots of money. You know, I believe the first day I went to gym, I was about 60 kilos or something, 65 or something, and at the end, after 5 years, I was 95 kilos. So There were a lot of people that would usually come. Hey, do you use testosterone or something? Do you use steroids or something? They were very discouraged somehow. They would come. Hey, you're just so much, of a muscle. Oh, whoa, look at that. I wish you would be maybe a little bit skinnier or something. And someone would come, hey, you have an amazing body. But let me tell you something. I improved because I was just exercising because of myself. Because I love to lift weights. That was why I was in a gym. I was just enjoying myself. I was just listening to some music and I was just lifting weight because of myself. That was the reason that I improved a lot. That was the reason that I gained muscles and I felt very confident on those days, at least. At the moment, I'm learning English. Why? Because I love it. I love it. I love to know about English. I love to know about people. And I love to enjoy actually the videos, the clips, and different things like Elliot Hulse. Oh my God, if I had no idea about English, if I didn't know about English, what would happen? Nothing, because I couldn't understand Elliot Hulse. So, what a waste of time, huh? So at the moment I know English, so I'm enjoying the speech of him. I'm enjoying the speech of David. I'm enjoying the speech of AJ Hogue. I'm enjoying the speech of my friends. At the moment, I know English. So at the moment I'm working with a team full of motivated people. I love them because they're awesome. They want to improve all the time. So these teams are helping me to improve. And what was the reason? Because I learn English. And why I learn English? Because I love it. I love it myself. I wanted to improve. I want some self-improvement. So I just decided to learn English. And that was all. Not because of people. Yes, at first I had some ideas. Hey, I have to prove myself to some people. So let's learn English. But I stopped. I gave up. But when I decided to be consistent, on that time, I was talking about myself, my own self, not other people. I don't care. I don't care at the moment. Yes, I love the people who usually comes around and encourages me. Actually, I love the people who usually come and encourage me. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. And I love the people who also comes and insult me. I love them both. And at the end, I don't care. I'm like a bird that's singing all the time, that usually they have some fans and of course some hater. So none of my business. Just I enjoy the helping. I'm enjoying to give some advices on my friends and my own things and enjoyment. I'm enjoying my life. That's why I'm doing these things. That's why I write articles. That's why I answer the people's questions. It's not because of being show off. Hey, I'm answering the question, so I'm a better person. No, I'm not. And I don't care about other people. What they think, what they are thinking about me. I don't know. Seriously, you don't care about me. I don't care about anyone. It's not about I don't like anyone. No, I don't care about what people say, about what I'm doing. That's we have an idiom, right? That's how you don't give a shit. That's it. Don't give a shit about people's opinion. Just do your life. If I just record this voice, okay, just record this voice. I'm Persian, and I share it with some of my family members, maybe cousins or even my brother. Maybe they will laugh. What you're saying? Huh? They will laugh at me. But I'm talking to you anyway. I don't care. I don't care if they just listen to the things, you know, to listen, I don't know, watch my videos. Hey, you're taping a video. What you're doing? So if they ask such a thing, I'll tell, none of your business. This is what I chose, so I'm doing it. Because that's life. They're not gonna do anything. I don't want to follow the herd. I'm doing my job. So I learned it these past days, these things actually. So I decided to share this with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you improve your life with these kind of things. Because if you give a shit about people, I don't know, neither good ones or the bad ones. The bad opinions or the good ones. Hey, you're good, or hey, you're bad. Doesn't matter. That's how you will fail or improve. So if you want to improve yourself, you have to be somehow neutral about these kind of things. Just be neutral and enjoy your life, enjoy what you're doing. If you're raising your child in a way that you want, just do it. Just do it. Don't care about people. Hey, your child, why it's so fat? Or why it's, I don't know, why this kid isn't learning the piano or whatever. So none of your business. I like to raise my child. I like to grow him or her in a way that I like. So just do whatever you like. And you know better than anyone. Just help your children, help yourself, help your family to improve in a way that they deserve. So that's it, guys. Thank you for listening, and see you later.